This is WNYC. I'm Amy Eddings. It's day five of the Olympics. NBC is enjoying record television ratings, but social media sites, especially Twitter, are filled with critics complaining about the lack of live coverage, and most recently, the shutting down of a Twitter account of a journalist who'd been critical of NBC. Heidi Moore, New York bureau chief of Marketplace, sees parallels to Wall Street. She wrote an article titled "What NBC Can Learn from Wall Street Hubris," and she joins me now. Hi, Heidi.
Hi, Amy.
Wall Street's your usual beat, not the Olympics. So tell me about the these lessons you see from Wall Street. One is that when public opinion turns against you, listen closely if you value your job. And you point to the ousters of several leaders at Bank of America, Merrill Lynch, and Citigroup. What do you think NBC should do? I mean, they can't change their broadcasting decisions now, can they?
They can change some things. They can make their coverage, for instance, more responsive to what people want. And they've done that. They've brought in a new anchor, Hoda Kotb, from into the Today Show run-up that she had that they have right now. But also, one thing that they're adopting from Wall Street is this sense of hubris that basically causes issues to metastasize to enormous Occupy Wall Street type levels. So NBC maybe can't renegotiate all of its contracts, but perhaps it can provide more viewing options. I mean, it's a giant media conglomerate. If they tried, maybe they could get somewhere.
Another lesson you wrote about, embrace innovation. How did Wall Street get hurt by not learning that? And what kind of innovations would you like to see from NBC?
Sure. Well, Wall Street got hurt by not embracing innovation, for instance, during the subprime crisis, right? They could have checked all of our mortgages and all of those no-doc loans to people with fake incomes if they just used computer systems. That is true innovation. Just look at the technology you have. And the funny thing is, NBC has the technology to provide live coverage. They did it for the Tour de France, and they provided it, to people on a subscription basis, and that worked out great. So, but right now, NBC is kind of sticking its head in the sand and pretending the internet doesn't exist at all. Yes, they have live streaming, but you need a cable, subscription to get it, and it's just not convenient for people, and they're pretending that people can't read about things on the internet. So some really major events like, you know, Ryan Lochte winning and Missy Franklin winning have been ruined by NBC itself, which has reported the results before people can actually watch them. So embracing, you know, the promise of the internet and allowing more of its content to reach people would be one way that NBC could really improve things.
There's a place where people are gathering their complaints, and that's hashtag NBC fail on Twitter. Is any of this having an actual effect on how NBC is covering the games?
You know, I wonder, because I think that we've heard a lot about NBC's good ratings, and I think that that might actually be a little bit misleading because they're not getting major markets like New York and L.A. where advertisers pay more money. So right now, the hashtag has primarily resulted in, you know, a lot of complaints. Like, I've become a big complainer about NBC on Twitter, and I'm not an activist. I just wanted to see Ryan Lochte's abs. That was my only goal. And all of a sudden, you know, being in the middle of this big conflagration of public opinion, you realize how companies could do better if they responded better. So NBC has responded haughtily. It could do better, first of all, by acknowledging that, you know, viewers are really bringing up a real issue, that we're not some crank fringe group who has a perverse desire to watch sports live. That's how sports usually are.
Heidi Moore is the New York bureau chief for Marketplace. Thanks so much, Heidi.
Thank you.